I'm gathering this is not really a book for young readers, is it?
I don't think this book's appropriate for anyone under the age of 15. Now, that being said, I was at a reading in Berkeley, and I gave my spiel about this is not appropriate for anyone under 15, so anybody who is, could you please leave? And then there was a girl who was 14, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, it's just not appropriate. And she said, I've already read it. And I said, yes, she's 14 going on 21. And she said, and I loved it. She said, I've never been a reader before. And she said, but I picked it up, and I started reading it, and I just was captured, and I've become a reader now. She said, I've never really read much in my life, and all of a sudden I'm reading 3 books a week. For the last 2 weeks, I've read 3 books a week. So I'm like, okay, like part of me's like, but you shouldn't have read it at 14. And then the other part's like, well, if it made her a reader for the first time in her life and her cheeks were flushed and she was so excited about books, maybe it's not a bad thing, but it's hard. So my feeling is 15 and older, it's fine that age kids can, unless somebody's been through this kind of experience themselves, because Gemma's about a child abduction.
This is, as they say, for mature, it has mature themes.
Absolutely, because what the parents have to know if they're thinking of buying this book is that it's written from 2 points of view. So you have 36-year-old Hazen Wood, who's the one who kidnaps her and is a perpetrator, and then you have Gemma, who's 12. So you have both points of view, and when you're in a violent pedophile's head, the content is not going to be all flowers and roses. It's going to be explicit and graphic because he's a sexual obsessive, and that's how he's going to think.
Now, as the book opens, Gemma is being kidnapped. I'm not giving it away because it happens the first few pages.
Right. That happens in the first, like, you know, first 20, 30 pages of the book, perhaps 40 pages of the book. So yeah, it starts off with a bang. What I wanted it to be is like a runaway train, so that you get on and you're like, la, 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 and it starts in the first few pages. And then you're sucked in because of Gemma. And then it starts taking off, and you can't get off because you don't know, but you feel like you're headed for a brick wall. And I wanted it to be that kind of intense, visceral experience for the reader, so that people can't dismiss what happens to those of us who have been trapped with these pedophiles.